a poo in the sea. An aqua turd.
What?
Hey guys, welcome to Accent Accidents. This is a podcast about talking. We're covering everything from accents to dialects, even idioms, slang to culture, even the etymology of words. Basically, anything related to communication or language is on the table. This podcast is meant to be lighthearted and funny, and who knows, maybe even a little educational. We're Anna, Hannah, and Evan, so let's get into it. Hannah, that's me.
This is the happy hour episode.
Yeah.
This is a special preface
by saying it's a happy hour episode because we're all quarantined.
We are. So we haven't addressed this before, but we are in coronavirus lockdown.
So really, it's the perfect time to be creating a podcast.
It really is.
You know, there's going to be thousands of them now.
And everyone is in, working remotely. So, it's going to be fine.
What is the word with the W?
Wanker.
Wanker?
A winger.
Winger.
A winger.
A winger.
A whiner.
You're a whinging dog.
What's the word with the W? A wanker? No, fuck you.
Anyways, so among this whole coronavirus, I don't know. Some people probably love it. Some people probably hate it. I'm one of the people who hates it.
It's my favorite virus of all the viruses.
I meant loving being locked indoors.
It's an introvert's total fantasy.
Right.
I think I'm fine because this feels like it's close to my life anyway. I work remotely. The only thing is I just can't go to a bar, which I miss.
That's what I saw online that was when you realize all of the precautions you have to take for coronavirus do not change your daily schedule.
It's so true.
Socially distance yourself. Don't go out. Stay in home. Get a lot of rest.
Maybe
eat healthy.
That's why I'm so happy.
Yeah, it's the perfect virus.
Yeah.
It is the perfect virus.
Tom Hanks was recently, a lot of people are getting coming forward and saying that they've been diagnosed. I have to say Vegemite picture. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's
gross.
Pretty perfect for us. So he's stuck in Australia, right?
Stuck. I love it. I love he's stuck in Australia.
No one chooses to be there. You get stuck there. Even Hannah left.
To be honest, I don't know if I'd go back there at the moment. They haven't caught up yet and they're treating it like schools are still open.
But they said that Australianers, is that the right word?
Aussies.
Whatever.
Yes.
That they shouldn't leave the country.
No, they shouldn't leave the country, but they're saying practice social distancing, yet they're still allowing teachers to teach and it doesn't make sense.
Ugh. Are there a lot of cases? Yeah.
I can actually tell you how many cases there are right now.
Really?
Yeah, there's this high school student here in Washington that made this dashboard that just scrapes the things. And
yeah.
A high school student?
Yeah.
Damn. So smart. Is it Gen Z, not Gen X, Gen Z?
I think Gen Z is high schoolers
right
now.
Yeah.
710 cases.
In Australia?
Confirmed. Yes.
As bad as it is, I feel like everyone is... social media is just warming my heart. It's everyone's coming together. It's so funny.
This is, it's interesting because this is the first, we have all this chaos and all of this politics and climate change and everything, because this whole last year and this year have just been a dumpster fire. So people are just all this terrible stuff, shootings and everything's going on. This is the first thing that has affected everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not about
globally.
Class, not about politics.
It's not about anything. And it's we all are affected or have to stay inside or adhere to these rules or whatever. Here's this natural disaster, terrible thing that's happening that's not just on the news, but no, everyone in my neighborhood is also stuck at home or my job is telling me to stay at home. Mm-hmm. So I feel it's kind of really bringing people together in a weird way. People are kind of unified that we're all in this together and everybody is kind of nipping at the heels of people who aren't adhering to it, being what are you doing? Don't go out to the bars. Freaking all these kids going to spring break and they're it ain't gonna stop me from partying.
It's insane.
Are you it's not about you getting sick. Mm-hmm. It's about you getting other people sick because you know, and it's just really,
because we could all have it right now, right? Like we could be carriers and just not show symptoms.
Yeah, you'd have no idea.
Absolutely.
I've got a little note here about you talking about how they named the virus. How did they name the virus?
So there's like there's the disease and then the virus. And so a good analogy for that is like HIV is the virus that causes AIDS. So the disease is COVID-19. The virus is the coronavirus 2. So it's like, it's just interesting, but they name it. Viruses and the diseases they cause often have different names, such as HIV and AIDS. People often know the name of a disease, such as measles, but not the name of the virus that causes it, rubella. Mm-hmm. So there are different processes and purposes for naming viruses and diseases. Viruses are named based on their genetic structure to facilitate the development of diagnostic tests, vaccines, and medicines. And virologists and the wider scientific community do this work. So viruses are named by the International Committee on Taxonomy of Viruses. And diseases are named to enable discussion on disease prevention, spread, transmittability, severity, blah, blah, blah. And that's named by the World Health Organization.
Who?
So I just... Got him. So this is a variation of SARS, apparently, which makes sense. Because SARS, S-A-R-S, severe acute respiratory syndrome. Mm-hmm. So this is SARS coronavirus 2.
What is that stupid movie, Contagion? The Soderbergh?
That's trending on Netflix. Everyone's
that was a very Outbreak. Realistic.
I think you guys are talking about Outbreak is trending on Netflix.
No, Contagion Soderbergh. And Outbreak.
Oh, are they?
Which one was Soderbergh?
That's Contagion. Oh, with Gwyneth Paltrow and Matt. Yeah.
Matt Damon.
Okay.
I can't not. And
are you guys are like pseudo political? I know, Anna, you're political. Have you heard Marco Rubio speak? Do you listen to that turd nugget talk?
Yeah.
He sounds exactly like Matt Damon. They have the same voice.
Play it.
I am proud to stand as an advocate for any legislation that would provide funding to combat Zika as soon as possible. And we cannot rest until we've taken action in order to ensure the safety and health of the American public.
Let's do the math. Our service mission here was supposed to last 31 souls. For redundancy, they sent 68 souls worth of food. That's for 6 people. So for just me, that's going to last 300 souls, which I figure I can stretch to 400 if I ration. So
that is fucking weird.
And I'm just going to say, I've never seen them in the same room at the same time before. And he even looks like him. He even kind of looks like him.
Marco Rubio sounds more like Matt Damon than Matt Damon sounds like Matt Damon.
Let's do What's the Word. So, Hannah, you got some words?
I got some words.
All right.
The first one's the raw prawn.
What?
The raw prawn.
The raw prawn.
The raw prawn.
Like the raw shrimp. But the raw prawn. And that sounds in a gross. Sentence? Wait, let's just give me a guess, like without a sentence.
My guess is that's like the real deal. Yeah. It's like the 100% like.
This is, use it in a sentence.
Like
is this authentic? And you're like, it's the real.
Right. Or like if somebody is like really cool or badass at like what they do and like they are the raw prawn.
That's good, Anna.
Well, you just said that's good, so I'm now
I like it. Like that's good.
I was thinking something dirty. I was thinking something really gross, like
say,
like like you rub something raw.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going.
That's also really, really good.
Those are solid choices.
Use it in a sentence. Correct.
Okay. You'll know. But don't you bloody come the raw prawn with me.
So Anna was right.
This is a sentence taken from the dictionary. I didn't make this up. But I was like, how do I use this?
Wait, that was taken from the dictionary?
Can you say the sentence one more time? Because I'm so confused and shocked.
Don't you... don't you bloody come the raw prawn with me. That I feel like that's how they would say it.
Hannah, what you're doing is explaining an Australianism with another Australianism again. You're leading us down a misleading path.
That's what we heard.
Don't you come the raw prawn with me.
Bloody raw.
The bloody. You've got to get that bloody in there. Ugh.
Okay, so basically it means you don't fool me. So it originated among Australian services in World War II, and it refers to an attempt to deceive someone or misinterpret a situation. Basically, don't try to put that over me.
Is that like what?
Oh, my battery's running.
Like, what do you think that would come from? Like, don't serve me a raw prawn when you said it was a cooked prawn?
It's because like a prawn is really hard to go down. Like, you would know.
Go down where? What?
Like
go down
your mouth.
What?
I don't know.
Wow.
It's a prawn is hard to go down. A prawn, you mean eat?
Like eat. I mean, what else do you do with prawns?
Right, exactly. That's why I'm
they're
like.
They're really hard to go down, like as in you could feel like all the little bits.
How do you eat prawns?
Do you eat the shell?
You don't eat the shell. That's what they said.
They're hard to go down?
Yeah, like as in you could think of it, it's like.
Because the shape that they are?
Maybe. I don't know now.
That they're curled?
The little comma?
Don't you bloody come the raw prawn with me. I feel like I'm missing a word.
I feel like you added two extra ones. That's a great one. So that's when someone is trying to deceive you.
Deceiving, yes. Don't like pull the wool over my eyes kind of thing. Okay, the next one's very...
Log great. That one away.
Next one's really easy. Brown-eyed mullet.
Brown-eyed mullet?
Is brown-eyed that a song? Mullet.
No. I think that's someone full of shit.
No.
Brown-eyed mullet. You're just like describing somebody.
If I use it in a sentence.
Yeah.
Look out. Check out the brown-eyed mullet.
Look out. Check out the brown-eyed mullet. I don't know, Anna. I think she's trying to come the bloody raw prawn with it.
It is a poo in the sea.
A brown-eyed mullet?
An aqua turd.
What?
A poo in the sea.
That was your second choice definition, you know, an aqua turd.
That's what they say. Yeah,
like a human, so like a human shit, or like a fish shit. Is it?
No, like a poo, like a feces, like a human poo.
Wait, why mullet? Does a mullet?
I don't know.
Is a mullet the same thing?
No, mullet is like a mullet, like your hair, but that's just what they call
Wait,
it.
Wait, what does a mullet look like to you in Australia?
Like business at the front, party at the back.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Globally, that's a mullet.
Got
nice.
It. Got it.
We can agree on one thing.
Around the world. Business up front, party in the back.
All right. The last one is something my mum says. And it's, she says, see you in the soup.
See you in the soup?
Yeah.
See you out there?
Like, what's, see you later?
Yeah.
Yeah. But she'd say it. Yeah. I guess that's what it is. Not as good. But she would say it every night before I would go to bed.
Oh, it's like, good night.
She'd like, say, see you in the soup. But she'd be, no. And then, like, I never knew what it meant. So I looked it up today and it was like.
Wait, you just learned what it meant today?
Yeah, because I was just like, that's just like, because you don't understand. My mom says a lot of weird phrases that you would look up and they just don't exist. So I just assume this is one of them. So I just never bothered.
Sounds
to
like
it
we
up.
Should have your mother on the podcast.
Definitely.
I was thinking that today. Totally. But yeah, it means basically like, catch you out there. Hey, bro, I'll catch you in the soup. That's like the example that they would give.
Does it have like a meaning?
Nope.
Just Australians saying weird shit. Catch you out there on a salad.
Catch you out there, bro.
See you in a sandwich.
So now I've got like a little test.
Oh, I didn't know about this test.
Is it multiple choice?
It's how do you say it? And I'm going to give you like just real, like I'm going to give Hannah a real word to say, and then Evan, you're gonna try and figure out what the word is that she's saying because of her accent. So Hannah, you say these words just as you would normally say them,
and I'm just supposed to say it how I think it's said.
Yeah, just the word though, not the definition.
Okay, not the definition. Solder. I would say solder.
And this is one word?
One word.
You can't understand me? Could you understand me, Anna?
No. I actually listened to this on, like, YouTube because I was like, what is that?
Solder.
Any guesses, Evan?
Solder?
Yeah, exactly.
Solder?
Yes.
Okay, read the definition now.
Okay. You know what it is.
Yeah, I know what it is, but read it to Evan so he knows what the...
Okay. A low-melting alloy, especially one based on lead or tin, or for higher temperatures on brass or silver used for joining less fusible metals. You know, like your solder things, like to connect metal?
Solder.
Solder is how we say it.
Solder?
Yes. We don't say the L. Yes.
Oh, soda? My gosh. Good one.
A soda?
I literally, at first I was like, is she trying to say soldier? And then I was like, so, like I
solder as in like S-O-D-D-E-R?
Yeah.
Like a soldering iron?
Yeah.
Like you,
yeah.
That's
solder.
So,
yep. As, it's solder.
Like aluminium?
Disagree.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Send me another one.
I am.
This is so good. Wow. And you could not understand what I was saying.
That's I was like, that's just not a word.
I know the difference of this one, but this is how I would say it. Sega.
Huh?
Sega.
Sega?
Sega. Sega.
Keep saying it.
Sega.
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 Sega. All right, let me think of my Aussie.
English.
Crikey. Sega. Sega. Melbourne. Sega. I don't know.
Come on. It's like, come on. Use your head.
Sega. Sega. Say it in a sentence.
I'm going to go play Sega.
Oh my God. Sega?
Yes. Sega.
Like the gaming console?
Yes.
Sega?
Yes.
Sega.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's Sega.
It is
like, much
not...
like Adidas.
No.
Yes.
No.
Adidas.
Anna, do you know what that is?
Yes. That's how it's said. That's actually correct.
Not Adidas.
No,
Adidas
it
is
said
weird.
How it's said, and it's
no, it's not. If you talk to any it's German not. Person, they will say Adidas.
Okay, well, that's German, so.
Anyways, I sent you one more, Hannah.
Okay.
Sega.
Oh my God, this is so fun.
Oh
it's
my
like
gosh.
We're talking a different language.
Also, I didn't expect like a brand name. I thought like a word.
So this is one that Hannah, when we were in, where were we? Nashville. She said this, and we were like, "What?" So,
Nissan.
Oh, like the car Nissan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nissan. So, would you play a Sega in a Nissan if it was installed?
As long as you had it soldered in.
Oh, okay. All right. Say this sentence. You soldered a Sega into your Nissan.
I soldered a Sega into my Nissan.
Yeah, see, that sounded like another language. That's so
really?
Funny.
It does. Oh God, it really so does funny. To us.
That's an awesome game, Anna.
Blanket. Do you call it a blanket?
Well, what's a blanket? Is a blanket like a duvet, like a doona?
Like a doula?
What? Someone who helps you give birth?
As soon as I said it, I'm like, you're not going to know what that means. Oh, I've got one here.
Hannah, those are the types of words you should be always saying on this podcast. If you're like, oh, they're not going to know that word, that's the word you should say.
A doona.
Doona?
Yeah. This is a doona.
A blanket is a doona.
Like.
Well, is a blanket.
The
or is
spice
a blanket
must flow.
Like a
doona?
D-O-O-N-A.
That was a heady literature joke for anybody out there.
I didn't hear it.
No? You laughed.
Because I'm sure it's funny, but I don't
know. Okay. Do you just pity laugh at me all the time? Hannah, I am smart and funny.
no, Evan. A lot of the time I'm laughing, I have no idea what you're saying.
You're laughing at me, though, is the thing, not with me, huh?
But a blanket is like a throw, mm-hmm. like a, something that you mm-hmm. would like. What do you call like a duvet? Do you call it a duvet?
We call it a duvet.
A duvet.
Not a... Oh, but what do you call a biscuit?
A biscuit is like an Oreo.
It's like wrong.
Yeah. Nice try, but no. And a biscuit, that's a cookie.
A biscuit to you is a scone for me.
What?
A scone?
A scone?
A scone.
But what's a scone then?
It's not. It doesn't exist.
It's not. They're not real. And you cannot convince me they are real.
Don't know what that is.
I don't believe in scones either.
Yeah, so, but if you go into like Starbucks or whatever, you're like, can I get that?
I would never ask for a biscuit.
No, but like the thing that's with blueberries and it's in a triangle shape, what would you call that?
Mm. A slice.
But okay, so then when you go into a pizza shop and you just want one piece of the pizza, what do you call that?
Well, like call it a pizza slice. Pizza slice.
Oh, God. Okay.
You call a scone a slice?
No.
What?
I call a, like, you know what it is, like a, like every afternoon I'd come home from school and I'd have afternoon tea and I would have a slice.
What's tea? Would you actually have like a cup of tea?
No. I would have like, it's like.
You're a liar then.
No, because tea in Australia is dinner.
So then what do you call tea?
What? What do you call, what?
I don't call dinner dinner. I'd be like, what's for tea? Yeah.
What's for tea?
What's for tea?
And that means dinner.
That means dinner. I would never say dinner.
Say you're in a tea shop and they're like, what kind of tea would you like? Do you know how to answer that question?
It's like, yes, because it's like chips, chips, and chips. Like we know there's lots of different meanings for chips depending on your sentence.
Isn't there a word that like globally, like in so many languages, is it pineapple?
Oh, yes. Pineapple's a funny one because in so many languages it's like...
It's like banana, isn't it?
It's like, no, ananas. It's like ananas in Italian, and then I can't remember what it is in Spanish, but it's something similar.
And like ananas, as I talked to Hannah and Anna, ananas. Yeah, because the scientific name is ananas comensis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'm butchering that, but in like all these different languages, it's called ananas, 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 and then we called bananas ananas. And then pineapples, pineapple out of nowhere when it should be ananas.
Some asshole, you know, was in some foreign country and he was like, what is this? And they were like, ananas. And he was like, it looks like pine, but it tastes like apple. It's a pineapple.
Have you seen that? It's not a meme, but it's like a song, Pineapple Pen.
Pineapple Pen?
Look up the song Pineapple Pen. Our listeners will know.
This is... This should be playing our jingle. Yeah, wait, and just be like, start doing the outro, Anna.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on any of your favorite... I can't even do it. It's Come so on, distracting. Just do it. You can find us on any of your favorite listening channels. Don't forget to give us a subscribe if you like what you're hearing. Oh, God, I can't even.